Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 254. Elijah, a man of true love. The Lord has promised to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Who is the you? The entire human race corporately? The entire church corporately? The answer may be yes. But each of us as individuals can latch onto the promise and ask the Lord to send Elijah to us personally, if we will welcome him. The Lord is serious. He has promised. How would you like to have a personal visit with the man who confronted King Ahab and all Israel? He will tell the truth if you are prepared to hear it. But remember, there is no truth except in love agape. Elijah is a man of true love. He is not unkind, harsh. What will Elijah's work be? He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. It will be heart work. Melting human hearts. Reconciling alienated hearts. Restoring the ministry of love. As hearts forgive one another in love, some tears will come. Hearts that have been dead will be quickened, an old-fashioned word that means made alive again. Communication between estranged hearts will be opened again. Forgiveness will be given one to another. Cold relationships will become warm. Elijah's coming will be Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32, Redivivus, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Elijah will come, that's for sure, because the Lord promised to send him. He will be sent to this generation if we are willing to receive it. If not, then he must await a future generation. But the Lord doesn't want to send Elijah if he will have to take refuge again outside of Israel at some brook Trith or at some widow woman's house in Zarephath.